Chapter 17. Oh, Munchausen, hear the maniac talk. Where did you get it?
Got it out of a shark.
Oh, this is too much. Front. Call the police, bring the gun, raise the town. All the asylums in Christendom have broken loose in the single person of, sit down, and collect yourself. Where is the use in getting excited?
Am I excited?
There is nothing to get excited about. When I make a statement which I cannot prove, it will be time enough for you to begin to offer hospitality to damaging fancies about me and my sanity. Oh, a thousand pardons. I ought to be ashamed of myself, and I am ashamed of myself for thinking that a little bit of a circumstance like sending a shark to England to fetch back a market report. What does your middle initial stand for, sir?
Andrew. What are you writing?
Wait a moment. Proof about the shark and another matter. Only 10 lines. There, now it is done. Sign it.
Many thanks, many.
Let me see. It says, oh, come, this is interesting.
Why, look here.
Prove what you say here, and I'll put up the money, and double as much, if necessary, and divide the winnings with you, half and half. There, now I've signed. Make your promise good if you can. Show me a copy of the London Times, only 10 days old. Here it is, and with it these buttons and a memorandum book that belonged to the man the shark swallowed. Swallowed him in the Thames, without a doubt. For you will notice that the last entry in the book is dated London, apostrophe, and is of the same date as the Times, and says, Ber Confequent Stir Creges Cephalerun, Rei Fitch Hut Nach Deutschland Ab, or Backich Main Leben auf dem Ulter Mains Lands Legion Mag, as clean native German as anybody can put upon paper, and means that in consequence of the declaration of war, this loyal soul is leaving for home today, to fight. And he did leave too, but the shark had him before the day was done, poor fellow. And a pity too. But there are times for mourning, and we will attend to this case further on. Other matters are pressing now. I will go down and set the machinery in motion in a quiet way, and buy the crop. It will cheer the drooping spirits of the boys, in a transitory way. Everything is transitory in this world. 60 days hence, when they are called to deliver the goods, they will think they've been struck by lightning. But there is a time for mourning, and we will attend to that case along with the other one. Come along, I'll take you to my tailor. What did you say your name is?
Cecil Rhodes.
It is hard to remember. However, I think you will make it easier by and by, if you live. There are 3 kinds of people, commonplace men, remarkable men, and lunatics. I'll classify you with the remarkables, and take the chances. The deal went through, and secured to the young stranger the first fortune he ever pocketed. The people of Sydney ought to be afraid of the sharks, but for some reason they do not seem to be. On Saturdays the young men go out in their boats, and sometimes the water is fairly covered with the little sails. A boat upsets now and then, by accident, a result of tumultuous skylarking. Sometimes the boys upset their boat for fun, such as it is with sharks visibly waiting around for just such an occurrence. The young fellows scramble aboard whole sometimes, not always. Tragedies have happened more than once. While I was in Sydney it was reported that a boy fell out of a boat in the mouth of the Parramatta River and screamed for help, and a boy jumped overboard from another boat to save him from the assembling sharks. But the sharks made swift work with the lives of both. The government pays a bounty for the shark. To get the bounty the fishermen bait the hook or the seine with agreeable mutton. The news spreads and the sharks come from all over the Pacific Ocean to get the free board. In time the shark culture will be one of the most successful things in the colony. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.